We're back.
Welcome to Stuck in a Corner, episode 123. On today, April 15th, year of our Lord, 2024. Tax day. Make sure you know how much fucking money the government stole from you. Make sure that you get that shit right, because if you don't, you're going to jail.
I forgot to do my taxes.
Oh, hey, Dade, it's tax day. You should fucking do your taxes.
I have until midnight.
I mean, realistically, you have until whenever you fucking file them. You're not Al Capone. No. They're not going to come at you for not, like, you're not going to go to jail for not filing your taxes. You'll just get an audit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, hey, here's a fun time to mention that, you know, there is actually a new free tax service that is ran by the government so you can actually go and do your taxes and not go through TurboTax and not go through H&R Block and not go through all these places that are literally charging you to do something that should be free. And they lobby for that. They lobby to make sure that laws make it to where you can't file your own taxes. This is a fucking great thing, America. Wake up, America. Don't look up, America.
That was a good movie. Also, I've never paid to do my taxes, but I do file them on my own because H&R Block has like a tool that will walk you through the.
It just come out of your tax in your tax return.
It better not.
You didn't have to say anything.
Oh. Wrong button. I will then run on TurboTax and then I will run it on IRS Free File to compare and make sure that I'm truly getting the best deal, and then I'll go into the IRS Free File. The IRS Free File does work for you if you make under $73,000 a year. Me. Not that I think any of you listening to this podcast make over or even close to
I mean, jokes my dad you. Listens every now and again.
Our demographics metals.
my dad actually... He manages machines that make parts for satellites.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's right. We did try to see if he had a job for me, and then we did something else.
I think you started making legs.
Oh, yeah, I started making legs.
Scrambled legs. It's also laundry day. Do your fucking laundry, guys, apparently. It's Jackie Robinson Day, so, you know, that's a really good one. Like, just all around, you know who that is, right?
Tennis? Baseball?
Yeah, it's one of the first black baseball players.
Just... Oh, yes, no. I remember that there was a story I read that featured... Awesome. Awesome.
So there's also exactly three... current/historical figures whose birthdays are today, and I would like each of you to take a gander, a guess even.
Well, am I supposed to look or am I supposed to just guess?
No, if you looked, you wouldn't be taking a guess.
I know, but that was a gander.
Julius Caesar II Electric Boogaloo did die today, but I asked for birthdays, so I'm going to have to take a point away from you. Dave, do you have a guess?
Churchill.
Yeah, actually, you can't have a hint.
Churchill.
No. Okay. No. If one of my favorite people was ever Winston Churchill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So. He did sing at two of my aunt's weddings, but no, not Clay Aiken. He did do one of the best voice acting jobs on Invincible that I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Seth Rogen's birthday is today.
Yeah, I thought so.
He plays Alan the Alien.
So. Yes, yeah. But he's just Seth Rogen. I'm sorry. I love Seth Rogen's voice.
He did such a good job
with
it.
But he's not doing anything special.
Is.
I mean,
yes,
neither is J.K. Simmons, so like, what am I what
neither
am I
is
holding?
Optimus Prime
I know,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying is, like, Patrick Warburton is just doing his voice.
Okay,
J.K. Simmons
hold on.
Is just doing his voice.
David fucking Spade. Character actor David Spade.
Character actor David Spade did just do himself to make Cusco, but it's because they're
The only voice actor I respect based on my metrics that I have established is Alan Tudyk.
Is it because his mom lets him have two dicks?
Do I have a laughing button? I have a laugh. Yeah. Yeah, he changes his voice. Who else does a voice? The guy who does the tallest from Invader Zim?
Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't sound like that on a regular basis.
He doesn't. He doesn't. I watched an interview about it. He's like, yeah, whenever I went to go audition for it, I didn't have a voice picked out. And I talked to my dad or something, and he was like, yeah, no, just
his
do
brother,
it.
I think.
Just go in there
and
do
it. Do it.
And then he came out with that.
My name is Optimus Prime.
And it just worked. Emma Watson.
Yeah. Woo! The same guy who does the tallest. Woo! Ah!
It's
he's
also
always
Emma
talking
Watson's
up
birthday.
Here! Yay, happy for her. Happy birthday, Emma Watson.
It's also Leonardo da Vinci's birthday.
Cool. Damn, oh wait.
It's also Pleakley's birthday.
Woo! Woo! Yay! His birthday! 1652, DiCaprio
sailed the ocean
infinite blue.
The
hello, Bleakley.
And that's how we all learned when Da Vinci died. So, Gru versus Megamind.
Are you asking me who would win?
Yes.
Gru. Oh, okay. Gru, all fucking day long.
Interesting.
You know why? Because those weird little banana men would just fucking make Megamind want to blow his brains out.
Those weird
like,
would adore that
yeah. Wait, hold on. Who do the minions go stay with Gru or do they go to Megamind?
Gru's kind of a
hold on.
Right
what?
Neither of them are particularly villainous.
I love these two morally brave people.
Wait, why do? Are you saying
they
that the minions
go to the evilest person in the world? And they were in an iceberg during World War II.
This is shit I didn't know.
From the Civil War era till 19, like 70 something, they were in an iceberg. That is literally their lore.
Hold on, I thought Gru made them.
No,
he's not the evilest person in the world. Why are they there?
That's why. Well, they. I hold on. So none of us have watched.
Stop yelling and let Dave talk.
No. What?
That's like asking, what do you think an ant considers to be like the best tasting spaghetti dish? It's a fucking ant.
I do not
Bolognese.
Think those apples
Bolognese.
Look anything like these oranges,
oh,
but
God,
I... If an ant can ask me anything... Okay, no, hold on. Okay.
I need to know the minion lore, please.
Yes, here we go. Prehistoric, 3.8 billion years ago, the minions come into existence. They begin looking for a new boss. 66, that was 3.8 billion numbers of years ago.
They begin to look for a new boss.
66, yeah.
A new boss.
Anubis. Anubis.
What are... Did they ride the meteor that killed the dinosaurs?
No, because 66 million years ago, dinosaurs did not exist that far back. 66 million years ago to 2500 BC, the minions serve a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a caveman, and a pharaoh. The named bosses are all destroyed in the process. So there's this implication that they actually bring about the downfall of whoever they serve. In the Dark Ages, from 901 AD to 1500 AD, they celebrate Dracula's 357th birthday, but Dracula changes into ashes under sunlight.
Oh my God, Dracula's canon in that universe.
Yeah, and he fucking had the minions, apparently.
Oh my God, Dracula was canon.
Before the 1960s... Okay, I was wrong. Napoleon is hit by the cannon because of minions' carelessness. The National Museum is established. Poisons and E is established. I don't know what the point of this. I know they're like. I know this was a montage. Oh, okay. I think I understand. They're not explaining it here, but I think what happens is they are with Napoleon,
during the Battle of Russia, they are the invasion of Russia, and they freeze. They freeze in the Siberian, in the Russian winter, and then they're brought to the National Museum. I guess at some point in time here, Professor Flux begins his work on time travel. I really gotta watch this movie. I don't, but like, I don't understand.
All right, listeners, if you like Minions,
can you tell me why?
Can you tell me why you like it? Like, what's appealing about it? Is it because they go wabba dabba?
Abba loo baddy bee.
What was that, Adrian? Oh, yeah, I'm
and
Fox.
A billion of them. Oh, I'm Dade. I'm Dade.
Not important.
Not important. I know, I understand.
If I could have a tic-tac-shaped minion servant thing.
You would?
I would. I would love to have the minions around, to be honest with you. Because they, like Groovy, like, hey, can you do this? And then they, like, try their fucking hardest.
Do they have a union? Dude, I mean, it's not like Gru actively mistreats them, but like, what are their rights? What are their rights as like servants to these people? I'm not concerned with that.
Well, so
overly, I don't think so.
They don't. As far as I'm aware, they don't have a gender, but they do have personal expression, and like,
and they all look different,
and like, they do have romance, like in between, like each other,
right?
And they do have like differences in like the way they look and their personalities.
They're very obviously not human, right? Like, they're not human beings. One, and they all their goggles seem to be part of their bodies, and they're like, it's all but. I honest to God, thought Gru made them before I knew all of, like, before I knew that they had been frozen and that they existed in the past. But no, they evolved on Earth 66 billion years, 3.8 billion years ago. What was 3.8 billion years ago for the Earth? 3.8 billion, no, that's not far enough years ago. Life first emerged at least 3.8 billion years ago. So it is, it's not even like when we came out of the ocean. It's when cells first came together, when like the proteins that were in the boiling waters of a prehistoric Earth, they formed a different organic molecule, a wrong cell, and they started being that. Where they're pre-Cambrian, and they were like, oh, fuck, they keep killing us. They know that we track them via sound. I know what I'll do. I'll just fucking...
Cambrian is before the Cambrian explosion that pushed us out of the ocean and shit into, like, fully evolved life. It might have been also, like, the point...
Is that how they... Or is that what they think happened? Is that why they think... Well, yes, the Cambrian explosion.
So I got to let y'all know that you said proteins, and when I was in Preacher Kid Hell, our little youth group was called the Proteins. and you said
that's
that, and I had that memory.
That's so stupid.
And
I'm sorry.
Started laughing over here, and like that's why I was chuckling. Nothing about what you guys were talking about. Actually, if you look right here, you see on top of the pyramid is grains for me, and then underneath that is something else. I think it's maybe fruit snacks, because that's all I care about.
Can I get any location, but it can't start with what? It can't start with an... With, it can't be in Denver, and it can't start with a letter. That's right, it's... F. Nobody's going to...
The police station! The police station in Queens!
In Queens. Okay.
For a dollar, name a woman! For a dollar, name a woman!
Nancy Drew.
Wow.
I don't know. That was the first one that came to mind.
Hold on.
Mom, My stepmom.
Hold on, stop.
My sister.
Stop.
There were rules to it. It couldn't just be mom. It had to be like full name, spell like at least as best you could.
No, hold on.
Well,
okay.
That's cool. No,
you've got 30 seconds on the clock whenever I say go. I need you to name as many women as you can. I'll count. Ready, set, go.
Okay, I just don't want to dox anyone I know in my personal life.
You're wasting time right
Alexandria
now.
Alexandria Ocasio. Sure. Yeah, thank you. Jane Lynch, Judge Judy, Jeanette McCurdy. Yes. Tyra Banks.
14.
Damn.
That's all you guys
did
got.
Did you say Mel B?
That was a fun game.
That is a fun game.
You say, I don't want to dox
anybody
that
I know.
Like, you're wasting time right now.
Okay, I just, you know, if I can't, like, say mom, my stepmom, and my sister, then I, like...
No, you're like, your full first name, spelling, social security number.
Yes, and then my name is... incredibly uncommon.
There's a whole county of Florida named after.
Yeah, cool. Gru versus Megamind?
Still voting.
I'm just going to go ahead and go with Gru.
You're still thinking Gru?
And not because of Gru's, like, any, it's because he has the minions.
This post that I'm getting, which is from r/whowouldwin from a throwaway account, is very lengthy and explaining all of their and no one responded. Oh.
All of their no one responded?
No one responded. No, it's just the characteristics and abilities of Gru and Megamind.
They did have to change the name from Megamind because of the stupid little yellow guys.
They did? What's his name now?
I don't fucking know.
Look at how long this post is.
He needs a TLDR.
Yeah, TLDR. Megamind can create, like... or both of them have equal technological capabilities. Gru has a legion of minions, whereas Megamind only really has the one friend.
Well, Megamind's just way smarter.
He also... I agree. I think Megamind is smarter. I also think... I mean, on account of his mind being Mega. That was loud as fuck. Does Meg can Megamind call in what's his name, the superhero guy?
No, he's dead.
I also haven't seen Megamind.
You need to not.
I've told you guys this before. A good raisin. I haven't seen Megamind. I haven't seen The Breakfast Club. I haven't seen A Clockwork Orange. I haven't seen Casablanca. I haven't seen Aliens. I haven't seen...
Play it again, Sam.
I haven't seen...
It's, you had to be... You were like, I haven't seen Aliens. Aliens.
I haven't seen Star Wars, except for one or two of the newest fucking...
Yeah, that was funny.
Here's a pitch. Here's a pitch for a game. Can you name movies I actually have fucking seen?
Rubber. Brian.
Eldorado. You have seen The Sandlot. You have seen Tremors. You have seen Tremors 2. You have seen a goofy movie. You've seen an extremely goofy movie. You have seen the first 10 minutes of Ratatouille.
I've got another one. I've got another one from Butterfly Scholar. Brian Griffin. Versus The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Every fucking time.
With his powers. Literally someone... someone with his powers... someone commented, The Undertaker has lightning powers and can drag people to hell. What the talking dog gonna do?
The Undertaker literally has come back from the dead on his own volition thrice. Brian has come back from the dead once from the wish of a child. There is no comparison between these two men. One of my friends in high school, their mother dated the Hurricane, who was a professional wrestler. Sonny, my stepdad, also used to work as security in Wilmington, and he did get to work security for a wrestling match, and he met Kane and The Undertaker. Well, Kane and The Undertaker are supposed to be brothers. And The Undertaker, Kane wears a mask because his face is burnt.
Yeah, and The Undertaker, I know he's dead.
But he's not.
As of right now, what is the current living status of The Undertaker?
I'm pretty sure it's living.
Yeah.
What resurrection cycle is he on? Is he going to regenerate like the Doctor? I don't know.
Okay, I can't find the post for this because I saw it like a couple days ago, and I didn't compile these ahead of time, which I might start doing. From just, you know, from subreddits that I enjoy and posts that I think are fun. Ross Geller for his, killer instinct. The fucking, when you cut the show with silence and eerie music, everything Ross Geller says sounds like insane. Oh, Kramer solos anyone.
Well, that's a given. Which also leads me to believe that Elaine is just like the super combined force of the three female characters for Friends.
I think Phoebe could take Elaine.
I think Phoebe could take most women.
That's the characterization. But their fight would be the most matched. Because Kramer is the most unhinged. Yes, yeah. That's what I mean, like, all their stats are most equal. Like, they are the ones that are on the same level. Everyone else is a bit below them. Phoebe is their unhinged character. Kramer is their unhinged character. Those are the ones that, like, when they meet, that battle's crazy. Everyone else is just, like, Elaine takes most of them. And I think, honestly, Joey Tribbiani... Joey Tribbiani takes out.
You said that, and I was thinking of a different thing, and you said Joey Tribbiani, and I was like, that's a perfect matchup.
Ha!
Jerry Mouse versus Joey Tribbiani. I don't know. I think it's a fair fight because that man is so fucking dumb. He would unintentionally make Jerry be a victim of his own traps. Like, he would...
Because he wouldn't fall in... The way that Tom falls into his own traps, like, Jerry would become the Tom because Joey is that dumb.
Yes.
Jerry becomes the coyote to...
Yes!
I don't know if I believe that.
Actually, what happens is they become best friends and eat a pie together off of the floor.
They both float over to the pie.
Kratos versus... The MCU, we're talking individual levels. What characters does Kratos win versus, and what characters does Kratos lose versus?
Okay, so here's the thing. Is there a story going on that is based off of lore where, like, something has to happen, and he's just influencing it, such as Ragnarok?
Right.
He has
so
already killed
he's
them.
Already fought Thor. He doesn't kill Thor in the new game. Kill Odin.
I don't think he would do a good job.
Atreus kills Odin.
I don't think he would be able to beat Hulk.
That's interesting because people said the same thing, but listen, Kratos becomes the size of, like, taller than the surrounding buildings of his area. Kratos can become the size of Ares because he is the god of war, or was. And he, like his power set included being massive. He could rebuff the Titan Kronos' hands and attacks, whose, like, body is the size of the planet or whatever, like, big enough to fit inside the planet and take up, like, an enormous amount of space, or who knows how that's supposed to work. He fights most of, if not all of, the major gods and wins. And most of them are bigger than, like, any of the MCU
characters. I think
that
he still wouldn't stand a chance against Hulk.
Against a full power, and so someone was like, against a full power Bruce Hulk, like Dr. Banner Hulk or Dr. Hulk.
Or Kla.
Is that from the...
Hulk is, Kla is Hulk's Hulk.
What?
Yes.
Hulk's all the way down.
There's Hulks all the way down. So,
Kla?
Yes.
Bro, no. The intelligent incarnation of the Gray Hulk, a superior clone created by Zemnu in a failed attempt to destroy the Hulk and replace his very absence with Kla. That's so dumb. I'm sorry, just naming him Kla is so dumb. You already got the Russian one.
Instead of being like Connell or whatever Superman's dad was, it was like the son of Zod landed south of the US Mexico border, and so he was raised as an immigrant that was smuggled into America. And it's a very interesting
Wow.
Superman's already an immigrant story.
I would like a Superman where he landed in the water in the ocean, which is the most likely place for anything coming in from the outer space to land, and he actually just drowns and fucking dies, and Superman isn't the most OP superhero ever just because he's Superman, and he doesn't win every fight just because he's Superman, and I don't like Superman.
I understand.
I'm talking about Superman drowning.
Maybe once.
Not Superman.
Just like Fox came into existence at, what is it?
At the age of 6.
He's 21.
Yeah. But yeah, so who you taking in Kratos versus like Iron Man?
Iron Man. Because, no, hear me out. Fucking Iron Man took out Thanos by using his goddamn brain. And he was the same thing with Batman. I would give it to Batman, too. Because they would plan and they would use their resources and they wouldn't go at them by themselves.
Batman would get some kind of artifact from, like, the Greek pantheon or something like that. And and be so like, ooh,
what
no, because in the
okay.
new ones, he's fine.
What Batman and Iron Man... So what Batman and Iron Man's like actual true superpowers are, besides money, is they have indomitable human spirit, and they have the gift of perception. Like, they notice things that nobody else fucking notices.
He's also super smart. Yes.
Yeah, they're just autistic.
He is also super smart.
I thought you had something else.
I thought I did, too.
I'm giving it to them every time. I'm giving it to Mr. Beast.
Wait.
Whenever, not Mr. Beast, Beast.
I'm giving
Beast.
It to Mr. Beast.
Beast.
Mr. Beast can solo Kratos.
Beast from X-Men. And Beast is like, yeah, that makes sense.
Beast is like, yeah, this makes sense. I'm blue and covered in fur. My name is Hank McCoy.
Oh, but also Mr. Beast could also take on Kratos.
That's what I said. Mr. Beast solos Kratos.
That was just wrapping it back around to that.
We are coming up on the end of the show here. Can I give you one more before we start getting out of here?
You can't give me anything, actually. I have... Everything that you send my way has a return to sender sticker ready, primed. I've already got the stamp. Like,
okay, I don't know how to. Oh, gotcha. Five American Crocodiles versus every player on the Yankees.
Every player on the Yankees.
Yankees get 20 minutes prep time. Only baseball items allowed. The American Crocodiles are 10.2 feet long. Battle takes place in Citi Field. The Crocs come from Louisiana. No escaping.
They get 20 minutes of prep time. Do they have cell phones?
Yes.
They have
then they're fine. Yes. No, I give it to the Yankees every single time. Now, if you give me five crocodiles with 20 minutes of prep time against the Yankees.
Give me five crocodiles and 20 minutes of prep time versus any of the Yankees, and I will win.
So that's a funny question.
26.
I hate that there's not a normal answer to
that. That's a
26
funny
on the Yankees right now. Yes, and that is
and their names are actually A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Jacob.
They got two Jacobs. They couldn't find a Zelenecki or like a Zalifianakis. No,
it's why Jacob. Oh,
that's Galifianakis.
I know, there's only one Jacob. It's Jacob, and then his last name is Where You Been, Loca.
You have it the other way around. J was pronounced as Y because... I don't know. Because Yahweh is spelled Y-H-W-Y.
What does that make us feel about Yakko from the Animaniacs?
Should be spelled with a J? Jack.
I don't like Dark Yakko, which is Jack.
Thank you so much for listening to Stuck in a Corner. We haven't been here for 3 months, but now we're back. Get ready for one episode a month of Stuck in a Corner from now on, because that's all we can really commit to, because we have lives.
And other shows that you should be listening to, like Panop, Pest, and Protection.
That's the main one right now. That's the one that's going to, we got a Patreon for it. People should pay us so that we can keep making it. The funny thing is that if you guys give us money, we can make better content so that you actually enjoy listening to us.
But not only that, if you support us on Patreon, you get access to exclusive content like unreleased episodes of Penalt, Pest, and Protection, early access to our new retrospective series on Penalt, Pest, and Protection, where we talk about the production, talk about the ideas going into the episodes and the characters, which you saw go out on Penalt, Pest, and Protection's main feed. You also get access to new D&D podcast shows that we're doing.
If we get 100 Patreon subscribers, I will literally put out a 30-minute long recording of just me saying I love you over and over and over again in different ways. That's our second stretch goal.
What was our first stretch goal?
First stretch goal was at 15. We were going to do something, and I can't remember now. We have to go back in.
This is in Sextuple P. This is in the retrospective.
I have to go back and listen
to it. Pest and Protection Patreon podcast content. P-Sec. I like that.
P-Sex? That's called wet work. The human one? Thin Lizzie.
How are we getting out of here?
My name's Fox.
I'm Dade.
I'm Yak, and we've been stuck in a corner. Thank you. Good night. Stuck in a Corner is filmed in front of a live studio ostrich.
Boxden Productions.